I want to welcome everyone out this morning. This is our Friday, October the 31st Halloween session of Commissioners Court. We'll start this morning with an invocation by Commissioner Gentry, and then we'll stand for our pledges.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, and God, we just thank you for the blessings that you continue to give us each day. We ask that you lead, guide, and direct us with your wisdom, and help us to make the right decisions. We ask that you bless our country, Father, and the men and women that serve it. And we just ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Item 3A is to consider and take action on approval of the minutes of the previous meeting.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Burka, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve the minutes. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. B are payroll changes.
Move to approve payroll changes.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve payroll changes. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll changes are approved. C is payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
Abstain.
Payroll is approved. Nobody knows. Item 3D are budget amendments, and we don't have any of those today, so that won't require any action. Item E are accounts payable.
Move to approve accounts payable.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Heffner to approve accounts payable. Those in favor?
Aye.
Excuse me, the Tyler Tech bill?
Yes.
Check?
Yes.
Do we pay that or do we hold it?
No.
No?
No.
Okay. Well, we do still have the check. My employee went to get it.
Not on the list, is it?
Nope. Not on the list. We already ran the check. And we're holding
I'll let you know.
Okay. Just thought I'd ask.
Accounts payable are approved. They're not doing part of their updates that they need to do.
Okay.
And they're claiming it's not part of the contract, but it very clearly is.
They're saying it's not part of the contract.
Oh,
okay.
I've read it.
Cool. It is part of the contract, right?
It sure is.
That they don't do.
Put your load when you can do it.
Well, and they claim that they changed it with a letter written to me, and I can't unilaterally change a contract.
No.
Item F is to accept for recording auditor's reports, treasurer reports, bonds, oaths, deputation certificates, state and county tax summary, invoice from John's Heavy Equipment showing work completed on Upshur County school land. That was $11,305. Agreement between the Texas Department of Agriculture and the county for Upshur County contract number 721-4046 for the Small Towns Environment Program Fund. That has to do with Pritchett Water Supply. Notice of lease bonus. Release for oil and gas lease and amendment of oil and gas lease on Upshur County school land in Throckmorton County, Texas.
Motion to record.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Heffner to record those documents. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. And the bonus lease royalty is a total of $50,400.
Will that be dispersed? Or are we just accepting it?
We're just holding.
We record it, we deposit it in, and where are we going to put it?
Permanent.
Permanent?
We haven't put it yet. It's in the bank. And I sent it to the bank and they hadn't put it in the system yet because of the wording on it, whether it was available or whether it was permanent. And I asked the auditor, she said permanent. It's a bonus, it's a lease bonus. But we've got to set up a proper code for that because I don't have, I don't think there's any.
We've probably never had that before.
And we haven't. We haven't in 30-something years. We've never had it.
I think it's oil and gas related, so.
I haven't put anything into it, not even interest, because the interest goes to a bank. So this is the first money, basically, that it's had in over 30 years.
Yeah. I'm going to defer whatever the auditor wants to do.
That's fine. I still, we've got to talk about code, but it is in the bank. It's drawn a little bit, and it'll be put in there this morning.
Okay.
It is exactly what he said, 50,000.
There was very little, if any, guidance on how that really should be applied as permanent or available. The reason I chose permanent is because in the education code, the portion of the permanent school fund that the state has,
dart work.
And they name in the code what it consists of, and it said development of minerals, money related to development of minerals. So in my mind, if the mineral lease wasn't there, we wouldn't have got that money, so that's why I chose permanent.
I agree.
Really, y'all spent out $1 million out of the permanent, so I mean, it's just going to build that back up for whatever later on.
We dispersed that, didn't we?
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hope it builds up.
Item 3G are applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way of permanent quest, and we don't have any of those today. Now, item 4 through 10, just allow me to read those. They're in a package. And then we'll take one vote. Discuss and take action to authorize the county judge to enter into a contract with Amazing Grants Incorporated for grant management services for the county's Texas Community Development Block Grant Award STEP contract number 7214046 on behalf of Pritchett Water Supply Corporation. 5. Discuss and take action to authorize the county judge to enter into a contract with Hayes Engineering Incorporated for the project engineering for the county's Texas Community Development Block Grant Award STEP contract number 7214046 on behalf of Pritchett Water Supply Corporation. Discuss and take action to approve a resolution designating individuals as authorized signatories for the county's Texas CDBG STEP grant number 7214046. Discuss and take action to appoint Mary Kay Thomas as a labor standards officer for the county's Texas CDBG STEP contract number 7214046. Discuss and take action to consider equal opportunity requirements for grant, including authorized publication of a fair housing ad and notice of non-discrimination paid for by Pritchett Water Supply Corporation, update the county's excessive force policy, and update the Texas CDBG citizen complaint procedure. 9. Discuss and take action to approve a resolution authorizing the Commissioner's Court of Upshur County to submit an application to the Office of Rural Affairs of the Texas Department of Agriculture for STEP funding on behalf of Union Grove Supply Corporation, authorizing the county judge to act as the authorized representative for Upshur County in all matters pertaining to the application. 10. Discuss and take action to authorize the county judge to enter into an agreement with Union Grove Water Supply Corporation. Union Grove Water Supply Corporation agrees to provide the services addressed in the STEP application.
Move to approve items 4 through 10.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Barco, motion by Commissioner Hefner, seconded by Commissioner Barco to approve items 4 through 10. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. And Melinda, do you have something for me to sign today?
I do. It is the agreement that is actually signed by the water supply, Union Grove Water Supply already. It's the original copies.
Okay, that's what I had in my, that you would have that today for me.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So there's Hayes.
Thank you.
And there's the rest of Pritchett.
Thank you, Coach. Appreciate you coming.
Thanks for coming, Robbie.
Appreciate you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, Robbie.
I'm going to give you two back, and I'm sure the county clerk is down in her office, so I'll let you procure those.
I will go down.
Okay. Thank you. Item 11 is discuss and take action to approve an agreement between County of Upshur and Community Health Corps. This is an agreement whereby we contract with Community Health Corps to provide the mental health services that they give us here in Upshur County, and then in return we give them their $15,000 allocation that we've always given them.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Spencer, to approve the agreement with Community Health Corps. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Just briefly, what they do for us is they of course, they have their outpatient clinic down here behind Jack in the Box, where they see outpatients, and then every time I have to sign a mental commitment order, then the sheriff's department picks that individual up, takes them to the ER, and then Community Health Corps comes, no matter what time of day or night it is, and they evaluate and interview that person and determine whether or not they need to be serviced with inpatient services. So they do quite a bit for that $15,000. Item 12 is discuss and take action to declare Sheriff's Office DVM 500 in-car video cameras as surplus property under Local Government Code 263-151 and 263-152. Mr. Turner, did you want to talk about this?
Yes, sir. Judge, to the judge and court, I have a question concerning these items, these surplus cameras. Now, I'm sure we have officers that do not have these cameras in their cars. Is it possible that we can install these in our cars until they can get the updated version? Because, as you know, the cameras are insurance for us, for the citizen, for the officer, and the court. Those things are happening this day and time. So we need to be covered on all aspects, I think.
What this is, Mr. Turner, is they are taking these out of the vehicles that they are retiring, and they are trading them in on new cameras for their new vehicles. And I would have to ask the sheriff to make sure, but I don't believe they have any patrol vehicles in the sheriff's department that do not have cameras. I think they all have cameras.
What about the constables? I was going to ask a question too. I didn't know. I read this morning, and I was going to ask you if they have a spare. Would it be possible to get one in my car?
Okay.
You know, and I'd have whatever it costs to put it in there. I was going to ask you if I would have the budget to do that. But I didn't know this trade them in. I read this, and I thought maybe we'd have a spare. And that's what I was going to ask that question. I didn't know. But can we still get one for his car on the rest of the do not have one?
Commissioner.
I was hoping that someone from the sheriff's office was here. I wondered if this is the only place to buy these, and you know, price wise, does anybody know?
No.
Is this just this a price was, per, or is he just wanting to do this once? I mean, it just says quantity one in the quote.
It's price per.
That's price per.
So they can do as many as they want to.
He's doing three. This was part. We talked about this. This was during the budget process, and when we worked out how much was going into their vehicle line item, this was part of that calculation.
You know, if those cameras that they're removing are good and usable, it might make more sense to think about the constables. If they're already in all the other patrol cars, it might make some sense to do that as opposed to letting them go for $500. I mean, I'd like to talk to the sheriff about that.
I think we can still declare them surplus, but they could ask the sheriff if they could have one. What about that?
Well, that changes the price, changes the price structure.
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all, we're just going to have to find $1,500 for the sheriff's department.
For somebody.
Well, the sheriff might have one somewhere that's not traded in. I don't know what they have. Not any more old one down there. I mean, that's, I don't know.
Is this quote, I think, was good for 90 days?
30.
90?
No.
30.
Yeah, 90.
Okay, yeah.
90 days? I'd like to call the sheriff, talk to him about it, see what else can be done. If this part of this conversation can be talk to them about it and see what they say.
Gene, you don't have any money in your budget for like $500 for a camera, do you?
No.
I don't have nothing extra in my budget or something like that. I don't know how the other constables feel, but I work school zones. I have a surplus radar from the highway patrol office at Sergeant Sparks and Long Creek. And I do contact cars and all like that, but if there is a question or accused of something, the camera can save as well as the video. In the direction, but as long as you do what's right, it's safe. I do a lot of patrols, and I would appreciate it if you can work something out.
Why can't we just move forward like Mike said and just
look here? Look at the date up at the top right corner. The quote was given on July 2nd.
Oh, golly.
That's why we talked about it during the budget process.
Yeah. I think we could go ahead and move forward with this, but then if Gene could get with the sheriff and see what, I think you'd probably need to get with the sheriff and see what he can do. We can go ahead and declare him surplus and then work something else out.
All right.
That
he
can get with the sheriff.
Okay. Well, I mean, once you take the vote, then he's free to trade them in if he wants to.
That's yeah. Well.
What would it hurt to table it for 2 weeks and talk to them about it and see if there's another better way to go?
I mean, it won't hurt.
Right, so no action on number 12?
Well, can we put it to the end and one of us go call him real quick? Does that happen? Can it happen?
Well, here's the situation. You're either going to allow them to trade them in and get $500 credit, or we're going to give them to someone like Constable Dolly that wants it. What's the point in calling?
Excuse me.
I'm not being short with anybody, but I post the agenda 3 days before Commissioner's Court. So.
But we didn't know someone else.
We come to court,
right now.
Meeting after meeting, we continue to pass things off time after time
I'm going to move that we surplus, allow the sheriff's department to surplus them, and then if you contact him before he trades them in and he can help you, we can get it done.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, second by Commissioner Hefner. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
No.
Aye. Whatever.
Passes. Let me back up and put a copy of it in the record.
You
voted
yes or no?
He's 3-1.
He voted yes or no.
I voted aye for no.
Okay.
He voted no.
That would be aye and nay.
I'm sorry.
Item 13 is discuss and take action to adopt a resolution to add optional workers' compensation coverage. Our current policy doesn't cover elected officials, some volunteer law enforcement, election personnel, and jurors. And we can add them for very little in the big scheme of things.
I think we're already paying in our estimates that we sent in for calendar year 2015, we already have included elected officials because our system won't let us pull those out. So what I've been told is that to add jurors, election workers, and volunteers for the calendar year 2015 will be less than $1,000.
Motion to approve the resolution.
Second. That sounds like safe insurance. Cheap insurance, I guess I should say.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, second by Commissioner Heffner to add that additional coverage to our workers' comp. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
That's approved. Item 14 is discuss and take action to approve the cost and scope of construction for the courthouse site, drainage, and roof repairs. And that was in this little package. The next thing that we're going to talk about is the bidding on that, and I'll give you the details of that.
I'm trying to remember. What did we budget for our part of the match? Do you remember?
We got the budget.
Andy. Is it 114?
Where would I find that?
It's lying past the
non-departmental
sheriff's department.
Our county buildings. Oh, it's
$60
past that.
Apologize, I should have checked.
It's just gonna up the top, it'll just say.
Okay. Probation.
Past that.
Juvenile. Road and Bridge.
That's not in county buildings?
Mm-mm. We got separated.
Is that where we... Okay.
Well, it's all that.
645.
Coming close.
One more.
What percent of our...
That it?
I think it's 50-50.
Expenditures? Boom. We have no expenditures, but we need...
$655.
It's a 50-50 match, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. $227.
That's what we budgeted to spend total. How much is ours? $120?
It's 50%, wasn't it?
$110. Yeah, I think we
114 or something.
114,
like
114.
So we're good.
Yeah, he said that it came in under.
The estimated is 196, and I think we're planning on 220. So.
Yeah, he said it came in under.
Wow. Okay.
Is it, Cole? You would know this is typical. Then the adjustments are plus 5% to 15% if there are less than four bidders, and minus 10% to 15% if there's 8 bidders or greater?
I'm not familiar with that.
I mean, are we okay with that?
The estimate reflects cost for a typical number of bidders, say 4 to 8. Estimated minimum cost adjustments.
Yeah, they're just saying it'll be cheaper if there's more bidders.
Correct, but it'll be more expensive if there's less.
Yeah, so we need some competition.
So
not necessarily.
Yeah, not necessarily. That's just potential.
No, I don't think that's a...
Potentially that's that.
Just because you have less bidders don't mean you're going to have higher numbers. because you don't know how many bidders you're going to have until they show it with a bid, so, I mean, that doesn't...
They're just giving us an idea that it could happen.
That's a possibility.
Yeah, because they're giving us budgets, and then they're going to go out for bids, and those bids could come in.
So we'd still be all right, even if it said goes the middle of the road 10%, we'd still be all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Move to approve the cost and scope of construction.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Heffner, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve the cost and scope of construction for the courthouse drainage and roof repairs. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. 15 is discuss and take action to approve bidding for the courthouse site drainage and roof repairs. We are waiting for final approval by the Texas Historic Commission. So in order to make sure we have that and the architect is completely finished with everything he needs, they've asked that we accept bids until it will be December the 14th. It's a Friday the 12th. And then we open them on the 15th.
So Friday, 4:30? 5 o'clock?
5 o'clock. Friday the 12th, 5 o'clock of December.
Have we approved the method of how this is going to work, construction manager at risk?
Just he said in this case, just a sealed bid.
Okay. So we just need a motion to accept bids for the drainage and roof repairs until, okay. I move to accept bids for the courthouse site drainage and roof repairs until 5 o'clock, December the 14th.
12th.
In the judge's office. December the 12th.
Second.
In the judge's office.
Motion by Commissioner Heffner, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve the seal bidding process for the courthouse drainage and roof repairs to end or be delivered to my office by 5 p.m. December the 12th. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
Motion to
adjourn. I'll move to adjourn.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Heffner, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to adjourn. Those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned. We've got an addendum. It's discuss and take action on harvest rights purchase agreement for mesquite on the Upshur County school land. And we probably, I may have jumped the gun a little bit. There may be some other sections that we want to take a look at, so.
I think we ought to table this till the 15th, or the next court meeting, whenever it is, and give us opportunity to look at this again and make a couple changes.
No action.
So the addendum item is not going to require, is everybody okay with that?
Yes.
No action.